Hello and welcome to the DME Interns Podcast. I'm your host, Serena Aguilar, and I hope you will join me in learning about the DME interns, what they do, and what they hope to do in the future. Hello, everybody. Today we have with us Asia Salbego with the accessibility team. Asia is currently living in Germany, entering her final semester in the Museum Studies graduate degree at Johns Hopkins University. With school, she helps her program's Instagram page, and within her position with the DME, she is the ELT, executive leadership team, for the accessibility team. How are you doing today, Asia?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying break, honestly.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Understand.
Okay. So can you tell me a little bit about what you do at the accessibility team and kind of what the, I'm not too familiar with the accessibility team, so kind of what that team does?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to share things if the things that we do aren't very known about within the DME. Our main objective is to remediate PDF documents so that they are accessible via screen readers and future technologies, so that things that have been typed up or put in a PDF in the past, so that they can be accessible for anybody now and in the future. So those documents could have been from a long time ago, could have been made yesterday. We just make them accessible online for anybody.
Oh, okay. I understand now. So what do you do specifically within the team? I know you're a part of the ELE team. So kind of what's your role there?
So we have a really light team. We have about 5 people active in our group. So there was a little, when I came on, we had our XO, and he had been there for a couple years doing accessibility. And then, let's see, when I came in, there weren't any other leadership positions filled. So once I came in, got the hang of things, I was kind of the only leadership person in our group besides the XO for a little while. So I was taking on any extra leadership stuff that needed to be taken on, like encouraging participation, getting people familiar with what kind of training we needed to do with new people, making sure people feel connected and policy stuff. So like if someone needs time off, then I can help facilitate that. So that's my role as an ELT. And then I also, since we are a small team, I also do a lot of the actual remediations too. So
how long do you think does like an average remediation take, would you think?
So it varies. It varies a lot. There could be like a single page memo from 2001 that needs to get remediated. And there's like, I don't know, 5 different things that need to get tagged like on the back end to make sure it gets picked up by a screen reader. And that could take less than, I don't know, that could take 10 minutes for something like that. And then this week, the entire team has been working on a single project. It's a cookbook that the VA created a couple years ago. And when it was created, it obviously didn't have accessibility in mind. So there have been so many issues, and I don't think we can fix them all, but it's been, I think about 300 pages long.
Oh, and wow.
It's like one of the most complex types of documents because there's just everything that you can think of that needs to get formatted correctly. So there's table of contents, images, adding alt text, alternative text to images, tables that aren't formatted correctly because they weren't really created in like a typical format, bullet lists. So this is, we've had like 4 or 5 people working on this basically all week last week. And so, I mean, it's still not all the way finished. So some are like really, really short and some are super, super long.
Yeah, 300 pages. Yeah, that definitely sounds like it would take a long time. Do you think, has there been like a favorite project of yours? Like whether it's been one that's like really had to take some time or just had like super fascinating info?
There have been certain documents that are really fascinating. Some of the research stuff that comes through, research papers that the VA has that have to do with PTSD or TBI, those are really interesting. But I really like the ones that are kind of pop-ups where they have an immediate use, either going on a website or something like that in like the next 24 hours or less. Like, hey, like we'll get some of those in and you can sense the urgency. But it's because it's going to get used very quickly. And I like those the most.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see very quickly, like the fruit of your labor pretty much is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. How did you find the internship? Like, was it through your university or kind of on your own?
Okay. I found it on my own. I was looking for opportunities on the State Department website that I could qualify for still being a student. Mm-hmm. So they had this and the Presidential Management Fellowship that they had talked about, and I think another one, but this was the most achievable.
This one's very, I like that the VSFS, especially with the DME team, super flexible.
Absolutely. Agreed.
So not to put any panic, but could you talk to me a little bit about like your future career goals and how this internship is helping you achieve those goals, whether that be with like skills, connections?
Absolutely. I think this is helping a lot, actually. I like focusing on accessibility, and it's been one of my favorite classes in my museum studies degree. So in school, I've mostly focused on physical spaces and programs and how people can participate within a museum and maybe like an online type setting through a museum. But this gives me more back-end accessibility stuff with the tech side, which is going to be so very important. Accessibility is so important for everybody. And for any institution to start integrating at any point is a good thing, integrating that accessibility. So whether that's like in person or in their programs or in their tours or on their website saying, hey, if you have someone in your group that's coming, that's neurodiverse, this is how you can help prep them for the visit, to making sure your website is accessible. And then like, so there's the accessible on like the website, and then like the usability of like finding a PDF or a map or something and being able to translate that into another language or a screen reader or something like that. And so this internship, I think, directly correlates to strengthening my understanding and use of accessibility tools in the future.
Yeah, so you'll be leaving this internship with a good balance of front end and back end with the accessibility.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. It'll very translatable, so you could work mm-hmm. anywhere within the accessibility in the museums.
I hope so, and if it happened to be a federal position, that would be even better.
Yeah, having this on your resume is such a help.
I think so, yeah.
Do you think that there are any, we talked a bit about like hard skills with actually learning how to translate these documents, the usability of these documents. Do you think that mm-hmm. there are any soft skills? I've heard people kind of talk about like, some people who are undergrads like me have talked about like confidence. Others have talked about how they've increased their leadership, so on and so on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the soft skills are definitely improving too. Leadership to start off with. I've been in other leadership roles, but this one is unique in that we're all online and we're all virtual in different time zones. And so communication, so that's another one, communication with my team. And let's see, what else? Being adaptive with the workload is another mm-hmm. soft skill that I think has gotten better, because in school we have a syllabus and we know what to expect for the most part, but when there's a document that needs to get remediated immediately, I'm not used to having those like all of a sudden rush deadlines. Mm-hmm. So that's been really good practice. And then also networking has been, if that's a soft skill, that's a really good one.
I think so. I think networking okay. is a skill. Learning yeah. how to like sell yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that this particular one with our DME group, there's such a strong push for having a strong LinkedIn profile and getting and giving endorsements. I think that is really helpful.
I love our Making Connections Monday events.
Me too.
Like, I love them so much. I'm like, oh yay, I get new connections today.
Yeah, it's, my LinkedIn has grown so much just from mm-hmm. this internship, and I think it's going to help.
Oh yeah. This internship is really trying to be, this internship in comparison with like others, I feel, and you probably, from what you've been saying, it's the exact same thing for you. More about prepping you for when you do leave than yeah. getting good work from you.
Yes, I think so. That's not to say that good work isn't needed here, but we really are prepping for what comes after.
Yeah, it's a good balance of the two.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Asia, it's been wonderful speaking with you. Do you have any kind of last word, parting thought for anybody listening out there?
I would say be open to new opportunities, because even if it's not your first choice or your second choice or whatever, there's so many opportunities and you just don't know what can come from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, it's worked out for me in this internship. So I think it's pretty good.
I'm really glad. Okay. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me. I've really enjoyed having you on here, Asia.
Thank you. It's been great talking to you.
And thank you everybody for listening. And I hope to see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe, and if you could give us a 5-star rating, we'd really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, my name is Serena, and I hope to see you all next time. Bye!